Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Here we are. We are in that time, that season, where people are wondering, what does all this mean? Some people are just diving in. Some people are hiding out and hunkering down. And all kinds of things are going on. The truth is, it just seems like the Alinsky mindset has been applied to all of us, the Lucifer tactics, where people are not defined in what this is. Mm-hmm. And it's October 31st, where, you know, people say, you know, what does this day mean? What does it mean to the church? The church tries to capture it, make it this, and then the world says, no, it's this. And truly, when you think about it, it is, we talked about it already, and you can hear God of the Harvest. It's probably even a related article to what you're hearing now, if you're hearing it on the torch or on the app. But know that God is God of the Harvest.
Mm-hmm.
Which means, you know, one man plants, one man waters, but God causes the harvest to come out of the ground. All the food that you've ate today, eaten today, everything that you've eaten, no matter what you think, no matter how man's tampered with it, that in the midst of all that, God caused it to grow. God caused it to grow. And so many people are trying to come up with different, I have a church growth program. You know, some folks say, you just got to get in debt. If you get in debt, then it'll put fear in your folks and they'll go out and find debt payers. And so we'll just build this thing on debt. But we'll preach the Lord's Prayer, you know, forgive our debtors. It's like, not a good tactic.
No.
Not a good tactic. And then you complain that only 3% actually are able to give towards the debt. That's because you brought them in debt. They probably had created their own debt in their own home the way that you did in that whole organization. But the harvest comes, this is what Jesus said, you find what you need in the mouth of the fish. You find what you need in the mouth of the harvest. But where does the harvest come from? The harvest comes from folks who hear the gospel, hear the light of the gospel. Mm-hmm. And they choose on their own choice with no manipulation, no enticing words and all that stuff that Paul said, I renounced all secret and shameful ways to be able to tell people. And I come to you in a humble way with the power of God to let you know that it's God that you trust in, not me and not man. And then all of a sudden what happens is people get saved and they hear God and they begin to obey God in these particular areas. And so God is not only God of the harvest of the soil of the earth, but he's harvest of man's soul, S-O-U-L, soul. So, you know, you can do all you want to, but no man comes to God unless he's drawn. And you think about it. When Jesus said this, Jesus said to the religious folks of the day, he said, you know, you go all the way across the sea to win one convert, and you bring him over here, and you make him twice as much a son as hell as you are. Think about that. First, that's many paradigms. But the first thing was, well, that wasn't God's harvest. That was, and then, you put so much on him that he can't even bear, and then you don't even lift a finger to help him. And this is what God's saying, because Jesus said nothing unless God said it, and he is God, Emmanuel in the flesh. So he's talking to the religious folks. This is what he said was, your building programs and your methodology of harvesting is Lucifer's harvest. You make them twice as much a son as hell. Followers, listen, this is what he said to them also. He said, listen, you're listening. You do have a father, all right. And of course, you know, if you're following God, I am not talking to you at all. I'm excited about you.
Yeah.
But if you're not, you need to hear this. He says, you're following your father, all right. So he didn't say they didn't have a father, but he just said, my father's not your father.
Right.
You're following Lucifer, who was a liar. And he's been a liar since the beginning of times. When he speaks his native language, it comes out like a silver-lipped liar. I mean, he's a smooth liar. Because it's his native language. And people say, that's kind of rough. Well, I didn't say that. I'm just quoting the red letters here. So we need to understand that harvest of all, every good gift comes from God above. He is 100% in control. If you have not heard yet, perspective matters. You need to hear perspective matters. Because I'm sure it's related to this as well. You can find it in the VFN Torch. Listen, perspective matters, because if all of a sudden you're thinking you're going to have to do this thing yourself, you have already begun to do in the flesh, and if somebody's bewitched you, some methodology person has come to you and given you some secular dark tactics to be able to increase what you perceive as the kingdom of God, but it's really the kingdom of darkness. And you're really going to be dissatisfied with those folks because they're not going to follow the God that you're talking about. That maybe you're not following the God. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it, it's like, we have a whole welcome to the house of darkness today. We are going to contend. We just left a board meeting where everybody's trying to take my head off because we have a political scheme going on. We have organizers on our board trying to organize this one off and that one off. We want to thank darkness for the folks in the front row that are taking notes on me right now, about to throw me out because they don't like how they hired me. And the money exchangers over here and the ones that are counting up the stuff so they can pay the debt that we created to be able to bring you guys in. I mean, think about it.
Wow.
Wow.
You know, potentially. I'm just saying, as John says. I'm just saying, right? I mean, help me if I'm wrong. I'm wrong?
Hey, is it dead on, dead right?
It's okay. So yeah. John testifies this to be true. And I want to be a witness of myself. So as you think about it. So if you're in a dark place, hearing a dark message from a dark leader, and trying to break free from darkness, that's just ignorant. And the thing is, you need a harvest of freedom and deliverance. Yeah. You need the harvest of righteousness that comes through the light of the gospel, and it's available for you. But there's only one God who's God of the harvest. And so playing around with this particular day, that they're trying to give credit to everything but God as God of the harvest, I mean, you're messing around with, you know, Lucifer. You're bowing down. As I shared earlier, the vision the Lord gave me, where two people are trying to, one, these two people were just as excited about Jesus, accepting Jesus, they were just as excited about bowing down to the altar of Lucifer as they were about bowing down to Jesus, and thinking they could have them both.
Right.
And that's what the Pharisees thought. That's the ultimate, this is the ultimate lie. The ultimate lie is, you're fine. If you die, you're going to go to a better place. I mean, a better place. By the way, there's a different tier of hell. You have hot, hotter, hottest, and a better place. I mean, it's just like, come on. You're confusing everybody. A better place. I mean, I looked around, you know, search your concordance for a better place. You know, nope, it's like, I don't see a better place. There's either heaven or hell, right?
That's it.
If you're with God, by the way, it's not a better place. It's the place to be.
It's the place.
It's the happening place.
That's right.
It's the holy of holies. And so, and of all the things that as the enemy tries to capture certain days, he tries to capture this concept of the harvest, because you got what? All this corn and food and treats and pumpkins and all this stuff, you know, pumpkin pie. And it's like, but why are you carving demons out of it? Why are you dressing up like a dead man? Why? I mean, Jesus is the giver of life. He's not the giver of death. Lucifer is the giver of death. He's the one that manages, you know, death and damnation and all that aspect of it. That's who he is. And so if you dress up like darkness while you say you're in the light, this is what he says. He said, if you say you have fellowship with the light when you're actually walking in darkness, you're not telling the truth. You've been deceived. And of all the things, I mean, you can have any day you want to. I mean, if you don't, it doesn't, if you, if there's only right or wrong. There's either in the darkness or in the light. And no matter what, there's no gray areas in that. But understand this, that, of all the things to call it, though, is Halloween. Because the word hollow is defined as to make holy, sanctified, sacred, to honor as holy, consider sacred. Some words that mean the same thing as anointed, blessed, consecrated, divine, enshrined, and holy. Let me tell you something. God is God of the harvest. His son's name is Jesus Christ. And if you truly want to walk in light, renounce all dark practices. Don't be all weird and freaky and stuff. Just say, listen, I acknowledge God as God of the harvest, and your life will change. It truly will be fundamentally transformed. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today. Or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.